I now call the Winchester Town Hall Advisory Board to order for January 9th, 2024. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm Dorothy Gold, and to my left is...
April Mensch.
Christian Barneon.
And we are the board. And tonight we have Beatrice Martinez, our liaison Beatrice Martinez, and our secretary Valerie Labia.
And
planning we have?
We also have Jorge from Commissioner Sagerboom's office.
Oh, hi. Hello. I remember one time. And Vivian, hi.
And Michael from planning.
Yes, hello. This is the period. We have the public comments. So this is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about the items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting on December 26th?
Motion to approve.
Second the motion.
Second.
Motion is passed.
All those in favor.
All those in favor.
A second. All in favor.
Aye.
Motion is passed. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for today, January 9th?
I think we're going to do three first, right?
Oh.
Do we have to say that?
Okay.
Yes, we have to say we're going to do
three
first.
All right, we're going to have item number 3 on today's agenda done first. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
And second?
I second.
And so all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Next is informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Just a reminder for board members that you have your annual town board training on Saturday, January 20th. It will be virtual. If you can't make it, it's okay. We will record it.
Okay.
But it is very important because we have new Title 30 has gone into effect. So as you can see in your backup and staff write-up, we'll go over all of that.
Okay. And we now move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. So we're going to have item number 3 as item number 1, and that is WS-0816, Agnolotti Family Trust and Angelotti Dorothy Trustee, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, cross access, and 2, bicycle parking. Design reviews for the following: 1, parking lot with office, and 2, lighting plan on 2.1 acres in the general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Karen Avenue and the west side of Boulder Highway within Winchester. Yes.
David Brown, 520 South 4th Street. On behalf of the applicant, greatly appreciate you calling this item early. This is a proposed parking lot, and I'm going to show you both the aerial. This is Boulder and Karen, if you take a look, and then I'm going to, this is the site plan with the design for the design review. Essentially, the proposed parking lot would be for an Amazon fleet center. It will be gated, and that's one of the reasons, one of the waivers is for waiver of access to the properties to the north and to the west, which have similar uses that wouldn't necessarily be compatible. What would happen is the drivers for Amazon will pull into the lot. It'll be gated, and that's why in the northeast corner there would be the office building. They will drive in. They'll have a key fob to get in. It'll be secure. They'll leave their vehicle, they'll take one of the Amazon fleet vehicles, and they'll go make their deliveries throughout the valley. So the one waiver is for the cross access. The only other waiver is for the bicycle waiver, for not having the bicycle parking. Again, because of the use, it isn't really open to the public. It's just for the workers. There will be plenty of parking spaces because you're essentially removing one vehicle every time you come in. However, if any of the drivers decided they wanted to ride a bike to get to work, there would be access to use it in the office. They could lock the bikes in there as well. The applicant would also make accommodations. Staff recommends approval for both the design review and both waivers. They support it. They understand, again, a Boulder highway is not really bike ride friendly. Happy to answer any questions if you have them.
So does Karen pick up again? Because Karen kind of stops at Mojave from and then does it pick up again off of Boulder Highway?
It really, like you say, it runs right through here.
I live so close by, and it's been torn up, so I know that. So Boulder is here?
Yes.
And Karen comes through here, comes out. Well, I don't have any other questions. Does anyone have questions?
Chair, do you want to open the public hearing?
Yes, is there, I'm sorry, is there any comment or questions? Does the board have any comments or questions?
I don't.
Then, you don't, nope.
No, so
this is not going to be one of those Amazon where people go and drop stuff and then return. It's just specifically for them to take stuff away.
Exactly right. Just for the vehicles to be parked and the drivers to drive there to get into those, you know, vans we see around town.
Okay.
Shall we make a motion?
Yep. Yes. Do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is passed. We are now going to take item number one as item number two, and that is WS-23-0779 Duran Narciso. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, increase height for a detached accessory structure; two, reduce separation; three, reduce setback for a detached accessory structure in conjunction with an existing single family residence on 0.1 acres in an R1 single family residential zone generally located on the north side of Capistrano Avenue and the west side of Burnham Avenue within Winchester. Possible action. So, yes, hello. Yes, come up.
Okay, sorry. I printed off so you'd have something to look at. So, this is a structure.
Say your name and your address for the record.
Alicia Montgomery, Montgomery Consulting Engineers. 9680 West Tropicana, Suite 132. So this is an existing structure. It was built without a permit. So there's a code enforcement action on it. So they The homeowner, he is in construction. He has a lot of tools and stuff he keeps in there. He built it compatible with the primary structure. It's wood frame, stucco, the same color, same trim, everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but they did do the setbacks too close. It has been in the Clark County Building Department for a couple of years now, and it's approved everything but zoning, pending approval.
Do we have any comments from the public on this? Any comments by the board?
Do you have any pictures of this besides these plans?
I did, but I'm sorry. It is.
You
it
can
is,
go and see the. I did look at the house. You can barely see the structure from the front.
Yeah, or the side because it's behind the fence wall.
So why was there an issue?
Someone reported it as being an unpermitted structure because it's so close to the wall. It's only 2 feet from the sidewall there. And so part of the
So it says it's only 9 inches from the neighbors, is what it says in our report.
I don't believe that's true.
I mean, I'm going to double check, but I believe that's what I read.
It's only 2 feet. It's 2 feet from the side wall when it's supposed to be 5. And so as part of...
Oh, I'm sorry. I did read that incorrectly.
Of the permit, he's going to have to do fireproofing on that. And whatever encroaches more than 5 feet from the property line, he's going to have to fire rate it.
So the side over here, he's going to have to make sure that that's...
That side...
So
and,
it doesn't
and
go to the neighbor mm-hmm. next door.
But the neighbor...
This is the plan for that. Mm-hmm. This.
Yep. And the neighbor to that side of him, their lot is a little bit higher, so it actually isn't... I don't think it's much higher than the property line wall.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and he uses it for tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing there's gasoline getting stored in there, too.
I don't think so, and there's no vehicular access to this at all. There is a gate on the side here that he has to close, but there's all landscaping right here, so you can't really get to it.
Right, this is Capistrano, that's Brennan on the side, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that there were cars, right.
And so you
can't even see it.
I mean, well, is that it right there, right?
Oh, is that it? Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, so the concern is that if something goes wrong, it's too close to their line. That's probably why. But they are fixing that by putting this firewall.
Is there a reason why they're not... Here?
The applicant?
Yeah.
No, they just hired me to take care of it, so.
Okay.
So he's in the process of doing all the things he's supposed to.
Well, as soon as we get the plan back from the building department, as soon as they release the permitted set of plans, then he'll have to make the corrections and have it inspected to make sure it's compliant.
And that's just fireproofing then?
That's the only thing. Anything within
and,
5 feet.
And what is it made of? It's made of stucco?
It's wood frame stucco.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, it's 2 feet. It's 2 feet from...
The west property.
Mm-hmm. That's why he has to build up that wall really good so
yeah.
something happens.
I mean, I'm surprised. You do know that the county recommends denial.
They usually do because it's...
So I'm just surprised.
If it's approved,
that,
he has to
like,
finish
there's
it
not a neighbor
quick.
Here or someone saying, like, their personal,
mm-hmm.
usually, you guys know what I mean, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he... What
yeah,
he
but if none of the neighbors seem concerned about it...
No, usually staff, if it doesn't meet the Title 30...
Yeah, it says here that he has up to 1 year to do it. That's it. That's what it says sometimes on the approval. If approved, 1 year to complete.
And once the permit is issued, they'll have 180 days to inspect it. I don't think there are multiple inspections because it's an existing structure.
Yeah, he just got to reinforce the wall, and that's it.
Does anyone have a motion?
So, do we have a motion on this?
Motion to approve.
But if approved, staff conditions?
Do you want to approve?
Yeah, with the staff conditions.
second?
Second.
Election second.
Okay, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion is with conditions.
With the condition for 1 year.
Okay. Should I take this?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the third item is UC-23-0874 West Wing LLC use permits for the following: one, allow a temporary outdoor commercial event not in conjunction with an existing licensed business, and two, allow live entertainment or amplified sound beyond daytime hours on 35.0 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the north side of Fashion Show Drive within Winchester and Paradise for possible action. So, hello.
Hello. Stephanie Holland, 3120 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's two between there. Sorry.
Oh, we all got our own.
Yeah, you got your own. My fingers are a little...
So fancy.
This is my allowed to present for this. Should I ask about questions first?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead for your presentation.
Thank you very much. Well, first of all, I'm Stephanie Holland. I'm an event producer by trade. So excited to apply for this use permit and then a temporary situation. Homecoming is an event that we've done for the past 5 years around the country. It celebrates the culture of the Super Bowl city that we come into. And we look at producing a sponsorship-driven party with tables and tickets. One that creates most entertainment moment of the year, and where else to do it? Obviously, in Las Vegas. We're looking at doing a 4-series events during that time period, of which we're looking to use a temporary use. One evening is a private event that's with the NFL private sponsor Visa. The next is on Friday, a very exclusive event with 250 people that will be globally broadcast, but actually has some access to the local community, which is Taco Bell's Global Innovation Summit, which is called Live Mass Live, which will be located on the property. And then on Friday and Saturday night will be our H-Wood Homecoming presented by the various sponsors that evening. As I stated, Homecoming as a brand has been around for a while. It's a concept that you guys have seen a lot here in Nevada. We're building a nightclub, I would say, from the ground up with some cultural entertainment, as well as some sponsorship activations that you see on that document. So as you see there, you see the main tent, which is a very high-end, kind of exclusive event with couches and then obviously some tickets. For like celebrities, influencers, media, brands, and things like that. And we're partnered with the Wynn from a nightlife perspective, as well as obviously we are across the street from their property. So they're our official partner. We've gone through and have some, obviously, some real key contacts as far as part of the proposal. We've worked with Medic West, from a medic provided operated facility. They'll be providing some paramedics for the weekend as well as some EMTs. We have a compliance officer we're working with to make sure that we're hitting all of our compliance from every single area from that perspective. We have both security directors and with Elite Las Vegas and have worked for months now looking to kind of bring this world-class concept to Vegas. As well as we've worked with MOB on traffic and control plans to allow and make sure that we've for sure dotted our I's and crossed our T's from all that perspective is kind of concerned. And in general, we have an emergency action plan that we've worked with. And we're working with a lot of amazing people in this awesome community to bring this to life. So our structures are all local-based. Our sound, video, and lights are all local community people. And when we're donating a portion of the proceeds from the weekend to some local charities to be determined by our sponsors. So that's kind of high level. Happy to show you some kind of additional drawings of some of the structures that we're looking at being put up. Again, they'll be temporary structures. It takes about 4 or 5 days to put them up. They'll be up for a weekend, and then the concept would be to obviously take them back down. And then we're looking at potentially using this space as an event-specific facility for the next couple of months, potentially. But right now, this is the only project that we have looking forward to doing in conjunction with the Super Bowl and the partners that we have.
Are there any public comments on this? Board questions? So is this right on Las Vegas Boulevard across from the fashion show?
Yes, we've actually met with the mall. The mall is excited to have us there. We've invited a number of the retailers to the event as well, and have worked with them. If they need any additional parking, we're more than willing to allow some people to park on our property. But yes, we're directly across the street from the mall.
So yeah, that's been empty for a while.
Is it going to be like a drop-off situation to just drop people here?
So we've worked really intently on that. I mean, I think one of the reasons why the traffic control plan is not so much for the in as much for the out. As you know, with a lot of events, people don't all show up at the exact same time. So it's always on the out. So that's what the traffic control plan is for. We primarily think, with doing a lot of research, most people will do rideshare, and that's what we promote from that perspective. So yeah, there's as you can see, sort of somewhat of the arrows. Am I allowed to come and show you guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry. So here is the entrance here, rideshare here, come out through here, and then they leave on the backside of the property. So a big rideshare drop-off.
So where is the entrance going to be?
So for rideshare, it's here.
Right.
Pedestrian entrance is here.
Right.
Any sort of, there's an entrance that's being opened up on Las Vegas Boulevard from a fire marshal perspective, not for guests, but it would be if there was an emergency exit. It's 12 feet right here, which is the wall that they've kind of put up surrounding the property right now. If you've been over there, and then there's another.
And so this is all the fashion show.
That's
right?
The mall.
Yeah,
yep.
The mall.
Yep. Yep. From that perspective. So.
And it start. What time will the entertainment start?
The entertainment itself starts at 9 o'clock.
So the mall closes about.
The mall
now.
Will be closed.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yep. Shouldn't really affect.
But
the mall.
But there'll be, you know, traffic in and out from
yep,
the mall.
Yep. The Taco Bell experience is actually during the day, but it's for 250 people. They don't. The mall doesn't think it will affect them at all by any stretch of the imagination.
And you said any charity portion of this. So when you say Taco Bell, they're going to have to decide what charity.
Yeah, they would want to be a local in either. Obviously, they're looking to split off. I think we are in both counties, Winchester and in Paradise. I have to go present after this. So they're looking at picking a local community charity on both of those.
That's good. We don't know
culturally
how much.
But we'll, as soon as we have a little idea at some of the funding,
right.
We'll have an idea on that, yes.
Right. And will this be televised as well?
So the Taco Bell event will be, and you can watch it on your on any mobile device. It's free. There's no charge.
And for the nighttime entertainment, how late will they be performing?
They go on at midnight, the latest person, and off, probably they have to be done by 1 o'clock. The goal
okay,
is
well,
that
of course
most of those people can go to the casinos who are visiting from out of town and can continue to spend the money within the community.
Right.
And
any other questions?
So this is for Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl weekend.
So on Sunday, they're still going to do something, or on Sunday it's done, that's it?
No.
Okay.
So it will start on what date?
The building, ideally, will start as soon as we finish all of the permitting side of it. So January 20th is the goal to begin the build-out of some of the structures that you see.
But the actual...
The actual event is on the 9th, Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Sorry, I was like, I have so many dates in my head, I apologize. I'll make sure I said that right.
That's right.
Any other questions?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
I second.
And vote aye.
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 All in favor, you guys passed. So this is the portion for any, do we have any other general business?
No general business?
No general business.
And no comments by the public?
Nope.
Then our next meeting will be on January 30th, 2024. And tonight's meeting is adjourned.